Alaska's Marijuana Ballot Initiative has some Fairbanks entrepreneurs organizing in hopes of being able to grow and sell the drug. Proposition 2 would have the state regulate marijuana like alcohol. Fairbanks resident Brandon Emmett is executive director of the recently formed Coalition for Responsible Cannabis Legislation.
To kind of be a voice for the Alaskan people with the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board and the legislature, both for people who are consumers and people who look to profit off of the industry.
Colorado is the only state that currently allows sale of recreational marijuana, and it's taking in tax revenue on the business. Washington State is in the process of implementing a similar program, and Emmett says if Alaska goes that way, his group wants to be ready to help fill out legal details.
There are certain provisions of the bill that state, you know, persons over 21 can use. They can obtain a certain amount of plants in their home, but all of the time, place, and manner of different establishments, what the advertisements can be, how these establishments can be run, none of that is really set yet. So our coalition is really the next step.
Emmett and a few partners want to get into the marijuana business. So does fellow Fairbanks resident Mystique Lockery. She's not a member of Emmett's coalition, but has a plan.
My business is going to be called Mystique's Marijuana Dispensary, Nursery, and Supply. I have thought it would be really fun to open up a little section of it and have a smoker's club, similar to cigar clubs.
If Prop 2 is approved by Alaska voters, the state will have 9 months to hammer out provisions for implementing the marijuana law.